الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد أما بعد. Today is the 13th of January. However, in the Hijri, it is the 19th of Safar, 1433. And we continue our discussion on the tafsir of Sheikh Abdurrahman Nasir al-Sa'di rahimahullah, particularly ayah 110 of Surah An-Nisa. Ayah 110 of Surah An-Nisa. And let me go ahead and read that for you. Inshallah, a'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Let me get it from the text here. Now. وَمَن يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا أَوْ يَظْلِمْ نَفْسَهُ ثُمَّ يَسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهَ يَجِدِ اللَّهَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. And whoever does a wrong or wrongs himself, but then seeks forgiveness of Allah, will find Allah forgiving and merciful. The Shaykh said in his ta'liq or his tafsir, أي من تجرأ على المعاصي واقتحم على الإثم. Interesting terminology. من تجرأ. تجرأ is a verb. And the noun or the adjective is جرأ. جرأ. And جرأ is bravery. Someone who has the audacity to do something, the strength to do something. It could be praiseworthy, it could be blameworthy. So someone jari al maasi, meaning he has the audacity or he has the willpower to engage in sin. And one may be have the same quality in terms of the truth, jari on bil haq. He is determined and will and you know will powered in his statements of the truth, in speaking the truth. So it goes both ways. تَجَرَّأَ عَلَى الْمَعَاصِي, meaning he had that determination, that the will to engage in ma'asi, from ma'asiya, which is an act of disobedience. وَاقْتَحَمَ عَلَى الْإِثْمِ. Iqtiham is when you barge in. You know, when the police, if they want to arrest someone in the house, they don't knock on the door. They'll break in. That act of breaking in and you know jumping on someone and coming right at him is iqtiham. وَاقْتَحَمَ عَلَى الْإِثْمِ. And he acted in this manner in regards to sin. ثُمَّ then استغفر الله استغفاراً تاماً. Then he sought Allah's forgiveness in a complete way. يَسْتَلْزِمُ الْإِقْرَارَ بِالذَّنْبِ. Now this is interesting because the Shaykh here will apply the conditions of tawbah to the istighfar. Yani it is not merely saying astaghfirullah, rather the conditions of tawbah must be met for that istighfar to be effective. So he said, يَسْتَلْزِمُ الْإِقْرَارَ بِالذَّنْبِ. This istighfar necessitates with it acknowledgement of the sin. وَالنَّدَمَ عَلَيْهِ. And regretfulness or remorseful, being remorseful and regretful. وَالْإِقْلَاعِ. And abandonment of that sin. وَالْعَزْمِ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا يَعُودَ. Then having the will and determination never to return. So when we do istighfar, while we feel guilty, while first admit, feel guilty, then leave it alone, then intend never to return to it. When all these are met, فَهَذَا قَدْ وَعَدَهُ مَنْ لَا يُخْلِفُ الْمِعَادِ بِالْمَغْفِرَةِ وَالرَّحْمَةِ. This person has been promised by he who breaks not his promise that he will be granted forgiveness and mercy. فَيَغْفِرُ لَهُ مَا صَدَرَ مِنْهُ مِنَ الذَّنْبِ. So Allah will forgive whatever comes out, whatever he commits of sin. وَيَزِيلُ عَنْهُ مَا تَرَتَّبَ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ النَّقْصِ وَالْعَيْبِ. And he will remove what is a byproduct in terms of deficiency and blameworthiness because of that sin. وَيُعِيدُ إِلَيْهِ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنَ الْأَعْمَالِ الصَّالِحَةِ. And Allah will return to this person whatever he had put forth of righteous deeds. وَيُوَفِّقَهُ فِي مَا يَسْتَقْبِلُهُ مِنْ عُمُرِهِ. Then Allah will grant him success in regards to what will come to him in the future of his life. وَلَا يَجْعَلْ ذَنْبَهُ حَائِلًا عَنْ تَوْفِيقِهِ. And Allah will not make this sin an obstacle in the path of his success. Allah will not make this sin an obstacle in the path of success. لِأَنَّهُ قَدْ غَفَرَهُ. Because Allah had forgiven that sin. وَإِذَا غَفَرَ. And if Allah forgives that sin, غَفَرَ مَا يَتَرَتَّبْ عَلَيْهِ. Allah will forgive what would be a consequence as well. So He will forgive the sin, and the consequence of the sin will not occur, because the sin will bring humiliation, will bring calamities, will bring problems. So Allah, if Allah forgives the sin, He will also forgive what will come out of the sin. But all this is conditional to what? That istighfar is met with the conditions of tawbah. Hey, wa'alam anna 'amal as-su'i 'inda al-itlaq yashmal sa'ir al-ma'asi as-saghirata wal-kabira. And know, have knowledge of the fact that doing su', Allah says man ya'mal su', doing su', man ya'mal su'an, doing su', when generally mentioned like that, includes all sins, major and minor. وَسُمِّيَ سُوءًا لِكَوْنِهِ يَسُوءُ عَامِلَهُ بِعُقُوبَتِهِ. يَسُوءُ عَامِلَهُ بِعُقُوبَتِهِ. It was called su' because it harms the doer with a punishment. Su' is harm. Su' is something that is bad, something that is harm. That's why you say sayyi', sayyi', meaning it's not good. وَلِكَوْنِهِ فِي نَفْسِهِ شَيْئًا غَيْرُ حَسَنٍ غَيْرَ حَسَنٍ. And because in and of itself, it is something that is not good, so it becomes bad. وَكَذَلِكَ ظُلْمُ النَّفْسِ عِنْدَ الْإِطْلَاقِ يَشْمَلُ ظُلْمُهَا بِالشِّرْكِ فَمَا دُونَ. Similarly, when we speak about wronging oneself, when generally mentioned, it includes wronging oneself with the sin of shirk and whatever is lesser than that. وَلَكِنْ عِنْدَ اِقْتِرَانِ أَحَدِهِمَا بِالْآخَرِ قَدْ يُفَسَّرُ كُلُّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمَا بِمَا يُنَاسِبُهُ. But when they are mentioned simultaneously, then each one of them may be given a definition that is suitable to it. يعني when you say ظلم النفس, wronging oneself, this includes everything that is considered sin, from shirk, it is a form of wronging oneself, to the least of sins. But if they came together in one sentence, shirk and ظلم النفس, then we understand now ظلم النفس, everything excluding, for example, shirk. Because they came together, so now the meaning changes depending on the context and what is mentioned alongside with it. فَيُفَسَّرُ عَمَلُ السُّوءُ هُنَا بِالظُّلْمِ الَّذِي يَسُوءُ النَّاسِ. So the Shaykh said, in this context, we explain su' here as the oppression which harms people. The form of oppression which harms people. وَهُوَ ظُلْمُهُمْ فِي دِمَائِهِمْ وَأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَعْرَاضِهِمْ. And it is a form of wronging people in terms of their blood, in terms of their wealth, and in terms of their honor. وَيُفَسَّرُ ظُلْمُ النَّفْسِ بِظُلْمِ الْمَعَاصِي بِالظُلْمِ وَالْمَعَاصِي الَّتِي بَيْنَ اللَّهِ وَبَيْنَ عَبْدِهِ. And we will explain in this context, the wronging of oneself is the sin that one commits between himself and his Lord. وَسُمِّيَ ظُلْمُ النَّفْسُ ظُلْمًا لِأَنَّ نَفْسَ الْعَبْدِ نَفْسَ الْعَبْدِ ليست ملكا له يتصرف فيها بما يشاء. Why was it called wronging oneself? You guys think about it. Why is it called you have wronged yourself? ظلم, ظلم النفس. A person commits sin and we say to him, you've wronged yourself. Why? Where did that idea come from?
It's because you are, at the end, it's going to harm yourself.
Okay.
And it's doing something that is not.
Okay. Anything else? He's straight away from? Okay, good. The Sheikh said, why? لأن نفس العبد ليست ملكا له يتصرف فيها بما شاء. ولك, the very soul you have is not a private property that you have so that you can do with it whatever you want. It is not your property so that you have the free will to treat it and do with it whatever you want. وإنما هي ملك لله تعالى. Rather, it is the property of Allah. It is the property of Allah. قد جعلها أمانة عند العبد. Allah has made, He entrusted the slave with that soul of His. وأمره أن يقيمها على طريق العدل. And Allah commanded him that he should make this soul of His upright upon justice. بإلزامها للصراط المستقيم علما وعملا. By adhering or making the soul adhere to the straight path in terms of knowledge and application. فَيَسْعَى فِي تَعْلِيمِهَا مَا أُمِرَ بِهِ. So he should strive to teach his soul what he was commanded. وَيَسْعَى فِي الْعَمَلِ بِمَا يَجِبَ. And he should strive to do what is obligatory. فَسَعْيُهُ فِي غَيْرِ هَذَا الطَّرِيقِ ظُلْمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ. So when he strives on a path other than that path, he has wronged himself, because he went against the objective. وَخِيَانَةٌ. And it is a treachery. It is treachery. وَعُدُولٌ بِهَا عَنِ الْعَدْلِ. And it is a form of deviation from justice. الَّذِي ضِدَّهُ الْجُورُ وَالظُّلْمِ. And the opposite of justice is transgression and oppression. So he has transgressed and oppressed himself by not doing what Allah entrusted him with. إِنَّا عَرَضْنَا الْأَمَانَةَ عَلَى السَّمَوَاتِ والأرض والجبال فأبين أن يحملنها وأشفقنا منها وحملها الإنسان إنه كان ظلوما جهولا. Allah said we have presented and offered the amana upon the heavens and the earth and the mountains, and they refused to, they declined to carry the amana, and they were afraid of the consequence, and a human being took it. You see the amana, so one wrongs himself by not fulfilling that which was an amana, the amana of Allah Azza wa Jalla, which is his own self to begin with. What do you want? طيب. Ayah 111, it reads, وَمَنْ يَكْسِبْ خَطِيئَةً أَوْ إِثْمًا ثُمَّ يَرْمِ بِهِ بَرِيئًا فَقَدْ احْتَمَلَ بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. But whoever earns an offense or a sin and then blames it on an innocent person has taken upon himself a slander and manifest sin. The Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala said, وَهَذَا يَشْمَلُ كُلَّ مَا يُؤْثَمْ أَوْ يُؤْثَمْ مِنْ صَغِيرٍ وَكَبِيرٍ. Any sin, this includes all that which is sinful, of the small and big. فَمَنْ كَسَبَ سَيِّئَةً, whosoever earns a sin, فَإِنَّ عُقُوبَتَهَا الدُّنْيَوِيَّ وَالْأُخْرَوِيَّ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ لَا تَتَعَدَّاهَا إِلَى غَيْرِهَا. The worldly and life to come punishment, or the hereafter related punishment, is upon himself, it should not go beyond it to someone else. يعني you should pay for the consequence of your own sin. Not like the Christians. كما قال تعالى ولا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى. Who can translate that ayah? ولا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى. ولا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى. ولا تزر وازرة عفوا وزر أخرى. أي كيتو كابتن يوسف. ولا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى. Translate please. Na'matullah. I must have quoted this ayah at least 1,000 times since I've met you, brothers. Yeah, but are you reading it from somewhere, or this is from your mind? MashaAllah, tabarakallah. Can you repeat the translation? Barakallah feekum.
No soul will take the burden of other's soul.
And no soul shall carry the burden of another. No soul shall carry the burden of another. Yani no one will be responsible for the sin of another person. Right? You look doubtful.
Does
anyone know a verse in the Bible which supports this ayah that you can quote when giving da'wah to these lunatic Christians? You haven't read the Bible? Alhamdulillah. You don't have to read the Bible, man. Ezekiel. The book of Ezekiel, if my memory serves me well, chapter 18, verse 20. It says, the father shall not bear the iniquity of the son, nor shall the son bear the iniquity of the father. Or the verse begins, the soul that sins shall die. And so that says clearly that no one is responsible for another person. So when the Christians speak about the atonement and the Jesus and the death of Jesus and this and that, say, listen, man, the Bible says that, you know, the Father is not going to pay for the sin of the Son, and you're saying that Jesus paid for the sin of people. The Quran says the same thing. Logic says the same thing. Every court in the world will not execute a father because of a sin of a son, or a son because of a sin of a father. So you have went against your own book and the Quran and logic and all courts in the world. Where did you get that from? Where is that religion of yours from? Paul, that's what it is. It's a single man, and along with those who aided him in fabricating the Christian theology. Crazy. But they believe it. They believe it, and they think they're going to paradise. They will see where they're going to wind up. The Sheikh said, لكن إذا ظهرت السيئات فلم تنكر عمت عقوبتها وشمل إثمها. However, if sins appear and they are not what? Tunkar. They are not forbidden. Yani they are not stopped. Then the punishment will encompass everyone, and the sin will encompass everyone. The punishment and the sin will encompass. Yesterday, we went, there was a trip for homeschooling. We have a group of families in Jeddah that homeschool. We don't send our children to school, we teach them at home. And they created a group. And of course, when you homeschool, the children don't go to school. So they don't get to mix and have the extracurricular activities that regular students have in school. So we often arrange trips for them in different activities so they can meet each other and spend time with each other, because they need this from a social point of view. We went to a place called the Marine something. You know, in Abhur, there's an area where you rent boats. Yes, jet skis and... Yeah, what is it called?
Beach.
Yeah, the beach. No, but the place, there's a place, famous place called something Marine.
Shadi?
It's in that, in over there. Ala kul hal. We went over there. And you guys won't believe, man. People date. Dating. Haram relationship between men and women. Women walking in there with no hijab. No. No jilbab. Nothing. Regular clothes. Blonde hair. She's not really blonde. Dyed hair, glasses. We're looking like, what the heck is going on here? What is this, man? Shisha, time of salah. They're women and men, men and women, shabab. Sitting there meeting, drinking, smoking shisha with each other. Half naked women. Because it's behind closed doors. And the hay'ah doesn't have access. Tayyib, we're there. One of the brothers, he became so upset, he left. He left. What did I do? What did I do? What do you think I did? The management approves of this. I scared the heck out of them. I stood there and said, look, you are in Saudi. I'm saying in Arabic, in a Saudi dialect. You are in Saudi. You see all these Westerners here, all these American people? They ran away from America because they don't want to see this. If you don't stop, I'm going to create a problem for you. We're not going to have this. I will call some people. The ladies, the guy's telling her, come. She's telling him, come. He tells her, come. She's telling him, come. At the door. Next thing you know, everybody was gone. Not everybody, but the ones around us. So, not because I'm special. You have to do this, man. Because if they see all these people with beards and all these people sitting there like nothing is happening, khalas, they're going to think this is normal. When someone does something, they're going to say, what's wrong with you? Many mutawwa came before you. No one said anything. What is your problem? But if we all acted, then they will realize that there's still resistance. Otherwise, we would all be punished. So you have to enjoin the good, forbid the evil. Don't be a coward. There's nothing they can do. You're supported by Allah. And even if something happens to you, it's fi sabilillah. You're not better than Shaykh al-Sabi ibn Taymiyyah or any one of the ulama that were in prison fi sabilillah. But you have to speak. To sit there and acknowledge is not acceptable. One of them was walking by. They're staring at us. I said, what are you looking at? What is it? This is a hijab? So she went to tell the security guard. He said, which one of you spoke to her? I said, I spoke to her. And you will be in trouble with her too. What, you have a problem that I'm doing what is rightfully my right to enjoin the good, forbid the evil? He was quiet as well. See, because no one says anything, they get away and they increase. Now these same ladies, next time that boyfriend of hers tell her, let's go to the Marasi Ahlam, she's going to say no. Because next thing the Haya may come. So you have now stopped evil, not only at that time, perhaps inshallah, for many future instances, and maybe some of her friends will no longer go there, because once one person said one word. This is important, ikhwan, because the brother who ran away, I spoke to him afterwards. Jazakallah khair that you don't want to witness falsehood, but now we are in a situation today where we have to speak. It is not enough to hate it in your heart. Say khalas. Because if everybody did this, these people have no limits. They have no limits, no shame, no shame. So, you know, whenever you are in a situation like this, brother, don't fear anyone. Speak. They are afraid of you because you have a deen behind you. They have shayateen. So when you speak with this authority, whether you are a citizen or an expatriate, whatever you are, when you speak with this the religious authority, Allah will instill fear in their hearts. And you do your job and you mind your business. You don't get into a scuffle with them and punch and shoot and, you know, and kick people. But you have to say something. You see something evil, put the people in their place. Otherwise, as the Shaykh said, if this sin, if it becomes widespread, and we don't do anything, عَمَّتْ عُقُوبَتُهَا وَشَمَلَ إِثْمُهَا. The punishment will encompass everyone, and the sin will be upon everyone. Because no one said anything about it. Just like the Bani Israel. فَلَا تَخْرُجْ أَيْضًا عَنْ حُكْمِ هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ الْكَرِيمَةِ. And so do not abandon the ruling of this noble ayah. لِأَنَّ مَنْ تَرَكَ الْإِنْكَارَ الْوَاجِبِ فَقَدْ كَسَبَ سَيِّئًا. Whoever, listen to this, whoever abandons an obligatory form of forbidding the evil has himself become sinful. Yani, when you're able to say something, when you're able to stop and you don't do it, you are sinful for not doing your job. وفي هذا بيان عدل الله وحكمته أنه لا يعاقب أحدا بذنب أحد. In this also we learn the justice of Allah and His wisdom that He doesn't punish anyone because of the sin of another. You get punished for not forbidding the sin, but not because of their sin, because of your sin. ولا يعاقب احدا اكثر من العقوبه الناشئه عن ذنبه. Nor does he punish anyone more than what his sin is, with a punishment greater than the one which he has committed, or the sin which he had committed. ولهذا قال وكان الله عليما حكيما. This is what Allah said, and ever is Allah all knowing, all wise. أي له العلم الكامل والحكمة التامة. To Allah belongs the complete knowledge and the ultimate wisdom. ومن علمه وحكمته أنه يعلم الذنب. From يعني part of the knowledge of Allah and His wisdom is that He knows the sin. وما صدر منه. And He knows what has come out of that sin. والسبب الداعي لفعله. And He knows the reason which called to the committing of that sin. والعقوبة المترتبة على فعله. He knows the outcome or the punishment proportional to that sin. ويعلم حالة المذنب. And He knows the condition of the sinner. أنه إن صدر منه الذنب بغلبة دواعي نفسه الأمارة بالسوء. That he only committed that sin because he was defeated by his own self, which was inviting him to sin. Inviting him to evil. مع إنابته إلى ربه. While he is often returning to his Lord. في كثير من أوقاته. He's often repenting to Allah. But then he struggles again. Then he loses the battle. He does the sin. But then he returns to Allah again. Other than the one who's just enjoying it and falling into it freely. أنه سيغفر له. That Allah will forgive him. ويوفقه للتوبة. Allah will grant him success to acquire repentance. وإن صدر منه بتجرؤه على المحارم استخفافا. And however, Allah also knows that, and if these sins are committed by him, because استخفافا بنظر ربه, because he is undermining the fact that Allah is observing him. وتهاونا بعقابه, and by undermining the punishment of Allah. يعني when he commits the sin, he doesn't care much that Allah sees him, nor does he really believe that the punishment, that Allah will punish him. You know, just, or is that a big deal? Big deal if Allah punishes me. It's not going to be something major. فَإِنَّهُ هَذَا بَعِيدٌ عَنِ مِنَ الْمَغْفِرَةِ بَعِيدٌ مِنَ التَّوْفِيقِ وَالتَّوْبَةِ مِنَ التَّوْفِيقِ لِلتَّوْبَةِ. This person is far away from forgiveness and far away from being granted success to repent. So the condition of the sinner at the time of sin is known to Allah. The one who does it out of weakness, because he struggles and he loses the battle while repenting to Allah and feeling guilty, is not like the one who just doesn't care. He does it with no remorse, no resistance, and he indulges in it willingly without feeling the burden of the sin. One Allah will grant success and the other one Allah will not. We ask Allah to make us among the first. Ayah 112. Oh, didn't we read that? Yeah, so what did we do earlier? Oh, all this was still 111. The Sheikh explained 110 and 111 together. على كل حال. ومن يكسب خطيئة أي ذنبا كبيرا. Whoever commits a major sin, أو إثما ما دون ذلك, or a sin which is lesser than that, ثم يرمي به أي يتهم بذنبه بريئا. Then he slanders or he accuses an innocent person of it. بريئا من ذلك الذنب وإن كان مذنبا. If he accuses a person who is innocent of that sin, even though he may be sinful, he may be a thief. He may be a thief. And you steal something and you say Fulan stole it, he's known of being a thief. So even if he is sinful in his own way, if you commit a sin and then you attribute it to someone who's innocent of that sin, not innocent of sins completely, because he, you know, it's impossible. But if he's innocent of that sin, yet you attribute it to him, even though he didn't commit it, فَقَدْ احْتَمَلَ بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. Then he has carried a slander and a manifest sin. أي فَقَدْ حَمَلَ فَوْقَ ظَهْرِهِ بُهْتًا بهتا عفوا للبريء وإثما ظاهرا بينا. So he has carried over his back slander, slandering the innocent, and a manifest, clear, evident sin. وهذا يدل على أن ذلك من كبائر الذنوب وموبقاتها. This indicates that this is among the major sins, the major destructive sins, to commit a sin and then accuse an innocent person of doing it. فَإِنَّهُ قَدْ جَمَعَ عِدَّةْ مَفَاسِدْ. Why? This person has brought together or has combined a number of harmful things. كَسَبَ الْخَطِيَةَ وَالْإِثْمِ. First, he committed the sin. The wrongdoing and the sin. He committed that first. Then he slandered and accused the one who didn't do it as the one who had done it. ثُمَّ الْكَذِبِ الشَّنِيعِ بِتَرْكِ نَفْسِ بِتَبْرِيَةِ نَفْسِ وَاتِّهَامِ الْبَرِيءِ. Then the lying associated with declaring his innocence and accusing the innocent. ثُمَّ مَا تَرَتَّبْ عَلَى ذَلِكَ مِنَ الْعُقُوبَةِ الدُّنْيَوِيَّةِ تَنْدَفِ عَمَّنْ وُجَّبَتْ عَلَيْهِ وَتُقَامْ عَلَى مَنْ لَا يَسْتَحَقُّهَا. Then the punishment, the worthy punishment, which may make someone be punished for something he didn't do, and the one who is sinful, he got away. So you now, the punishment is being declared and imposed against the innocent, while the criminal gets to go away. He gets to escape. ثُمَّ مَا يَتَرَتَّبْ عَلَى ذَلِكَ أَيْضًا مِنْ كَلَامِ النَّاسِ فِي الْبَرِيءِ. Also, fifthly, what this entails of the people speaking about the innocent person. Oh, Fulan, did you know he stole this thing? But he didn't steal it. So now you've also ruined his reputation. You've tarnished his reputation. إِلَى غَيْرِ ذَلِكَ مِنَ الْمَفَاسِدِ الَّتِي نَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الْعَافِيَ مِنْهَا وَمِنْ كُلِّ شَرٍ. And other among, you know, harmful things, whom we ask Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, to protect us from that and from all kinds of evil. And with this, inshallah, we will conclude the discussion of today's dars. And bi-idhnillah, we will continue in the future, ayah 113.